has made Hazrat restless. Finally, the need and the importance of these kankas established themselves so strongly in his heart that he made it his mission in life to establish a kanka everywhere. He understood that until the ummah illuminates its heart with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reconnects with Allah, the ummah cannot bear the fruits of its good deeds. This is especially important for the scholars, the ulamas, who are busy in the work of Allah. Until they put their mind to purifying their hearts, they cannot be safe from evil. Then he saw a dream that deeply troubled him and confirmed the demand for kankas in his mind. Hazrat Shaykh Maulana Muhammad Zakariya rahmatullahi relates, once I saw the blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my dream, and Hazrat Gongai Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gongai sitting next to him. He complained to the blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Gongai complained to the blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Zakariya wishes to meet us, and he wants to die. O blessed Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but I wish that he be used some more for the work of deen, the religion. The blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, yes, he wants to come, but I also wish that he be put to use for some more work of deen. After this dream, I was confused that I am nothing. I wasted my whole life. What am I going to do now? And then who am I to wish? Who am I to wish to meet the blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and with what face am I going to bring myself in front of the blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? But a few days later, I remember my uncle Hazrat Maulana Ilyas rahmatullahi alayhi's story, that while in Medina he received a message from the blessed grave, Rawda, go back, you are to be used for some important work. My uncle Hazrat Maulana Ilyas rahmatullahi alayhi said, for many days I was extremely anxious that I don't know how to talk or deliver speeches, and I'm so weak. What work is to be taken from me? After a few days, when Hazrat Shaykh Hussain Ahmad Madni's older brother, Shaykh Sayyid Ahmad, saw him upset, he said, why are you so upset and worried? You weren't told to go and work, but the work will be taken from you. He who takes work from his servants will take it himself. After this, my uncle was relieved. Shortly thereafter, he returned from Medina, and the work of Tabligh began in the Indian subcontinent, which eventually spread throughout the world. I thought, the same goes for me. I was not told to go do something, but the work will be taken from me. I thought about it for a long while. Finally, it came to me after a few days that the work of dhikr and ashgal has ceased, and most of the kankas in Pakistan and India have been abandoned. Maybe this is what Hazrat Gongai was indicating in the dream, since dhikr and ashgal were the main activities of his kanka. When Hazrat lost his eyesight, he replaced teaching of a hadith with dhikr and ashgal, meditative devotions. Therefore, dhikr and ashgal became my sole mission, and this is why, despite my weakness and busy daily devotions, I travel to Pakistan and London, and wherever else I am promised a kanka will be established. Whatever my condition, I try my best to make it. I wish, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this work spreads, and if this was what Hazrat Gongai rahmatullah meant to say in the dream, then maybe I will be successful in the hereafter. Another beautiful dream Hazrat saw is reproduced from his diary below. Zakariya saw in his dream that a man by the name of Waliullah is being summoned to the blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and is told, go tell Zakariya, you are chosen as Qutbul Aqtab. He shall think of himself as Qutbul Aqtab and inform the people of this also. Qutbul Aqtab in spirituality, says there are always in the world 500 saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then on top of 500 saints, as the hadith mentions, there's always 40 abdal. Abdal means badal. Badal means in place of. I said, when Hazrat Shaykh Maulana Muhammad Zakariya rahmatullahi was born, when his grandfather, yani Maulana Yahya Sab's, Maulana Ilyas Sab's father, when he was given the news that you have a grandson is born to you, yani Maulana Yahya Sab had a son, so he said, Besakta bol pade. Without any intention, he said, ab hamara badal a gaya, lo ab hamara waqt hai chalne ka. Now our replacement has come and our time is to go. So from this I've deduced that Hazrat's grandfather was an abdal, from the abdal. And obvious, look at his sons, Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahib, Maulana Yahya Sahib, and his grandson. So at the time when he was born, he was already abdal. And by the time he was 80, 81, 80, 83, he passed away at the age of 83, 84, something like that. So by that time, the Prophet ﷺ is telling him his Qutub al-Aktab. So there are 500 awliyaullah, then there's 40 abdal, and then there's 7 kutubs, and then there's 1 Qutub al-Aktab. This is the highest status, lofty position, like Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani of his time. So Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi was made Qutub al-Aktab not by one of his disciples or his murids, like everybody wants to put their Shaykh high and exaggerate about their Shaykh. It was by the Prophet ﷺ. Understand? So Zakaria saw in his dream that a man by the name of Waliullah is being summoned to the blessed Prophet ﷺ and is told, "Go tell Zakaria you are chosen as the Qutub al-Aktab. He shall think himself as Qutub al-Aktab and inform the people of this also." I thought in his dream that maybe Waliullah refers to Shah Waliullah Dehalvi. I felt the reason he was called to inform me was because it sometimes crossed my mind that Shah Sahib, Shah Waliullah, calls himself Natiqud Duran, speaker of the time, and Majtami'ul Majma', embodiment of the gatherings, and ascribes such high titles to himself in his writings. I always ask myself why he attributes such titles to himself. Finally, the dream corrected my misgivings, and it became clear to me that Shah Sahib did not do it of his own accord, but it was actually told to ascribe these lofty titles to himself. Understand? Anyhow, these dreams, but Hazrat Shaykh, until then he was so humble. Even though he was promised for the earth of Medina Munawwara, even though he saw angel of death 4 times, 2 times in the form of a human and 2 times in a dream, he was promised that he's going to die in Medina Munawwara. When he came to England and he left Medina Munawwara, he intended to stay in Medina to die in Medina. But because the Prophet ﷺ told him to go to England and other places, imagine, a person at the age of 80. Understand? And then when they made a mashwira too in England, because the doctor said his health is so deteriorated that he's going to die any minute. So they were making a plan, Hazrat Khulafa, and Hazrat Khulafa, Dr. Ismail Sahib here, Maulana Mazhar Alam, these are Hazrat Sheikh's Khulafa. So my Sheikh, my father-in-law and all of them, they were making mashwira to send Hazrat back to Medina in a private jet quickly. So Hazrat laughed and he said, "Yusuf, do you not remember the dreams? And do you not remember when I saw Malik al-Maut? Don't worry, my week or 2 weeks that Hazrat had planned to stay in England," he said, "let me finish it because I've been promised Medina." Remember that, he said that. But when in the Arulum Bari, when the 10,000 gathering was there, and people used to get bathed, kids used to start their Quran, and all this, and somebody was singing a nazam, and in there it had praise of Hazrat Shaykh. Hazrat Shaykh used to constantly cry. And then he said to my Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib, his very close student, very close disciple, he said, "Abi Piyari Yusuf, whom and beloved Yusuf, did you not read the hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari? Inna Allah la ya'yudu hazad deen bil rajul al-fajir. That indeed Allah can take the work of this deen even from a fasik fajir." Fajir means a person who is disobedient to Allah, who is a sinner. So I could be a sinner in the sight of Allah. So Yusuf, what's all this noise and people praising me? Let me die with iman, and when I die with iman, then talk good about me. Until then, I don't even know where I stand. Even though he's promised for Medina, that was his humbleness. Subhanallah, our Akabir had this until then. Even Maulana Ilyas Sahib, rahmatullah, when you study his life too, see how he used to cry at his last, worried that the work is spreading so much, is it accepted or not? And then, alhamdulillah, you see. So these people, finally the dream corrected my misgiving and it became clear to me that Shah Sahib did not do it of his own accord, but was actually told to ascribe these lofty titles to himself. Anyhow, these dreams and glad tidings only increased the responsibility Hazrat had put on himself. Thus he concentrated all his efforts and times towards this one objective. Despite his old age, weakness, ailment, and his aversion to traveling, he began traveling far and wide to fulfill this noble cause. Coincidentally, he saw this dream at the end of the 14th century, making his first journey at the dawn of the 15th century to one of the furthest outreaches of the earth, South Africa. Hazrat's journey and why, and there are all these dreams narrated in Basajat al-Nufus, and there's a book on the member, it's in Urdu, about Rasulullah already, you know, making preparation with Hazrat Shaykh for the journey and being with him. It's all there. Hazrat's journey and why they were made. One thing should be understood here, that Hazrat does not travel anywhere upon someone's request or insistence. His decisions rely on istikhara and the unseen signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was his habit that when Allah put an inclination in his heart for any place, he began istikhara for the place from the first of Muharram to the month of Rajab. 7 months he used to do istikhara, to go anywhere. During this time, 7 months, glad tidings, unseen signs, and dreams clear his path and remove all doubts, and then he finally decides to go with peace of mind and inner happiness. Therefore, once Hazrat asked his successor and the head Mufti of the Darul Uloom Deoband, Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Gangohi, Muftiji, was there any benefit? Is there any benefit in me going to London? Mufti Sahib immediately responded, "Why are you asking me, Hazrat? Ask the one who sent you there." Tears welled up in Hazrat's eyes. And who sent you there? Rasulullah sent you there. So he said, "Ask the one who sent you there." Tears welled up in Hazrat's eyes. Journey to South Africa. Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Al Hassan was the first Khalifa of Hazrat Shaykh Al Hadith. Him and the second Khalifa, Hazrat Maulana, what's his name? Munawwar Hussain. These two. Hazrat Shaykh said about these two, "For 40 years I scrubbed them. And then after 40 years of scrubbing them, he gave them Khilafat, Ijazat in spirituality." And one of the first persons who got Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Hazrat Ji into the work of Dawat in Tabligh, Hazrat Maulana Ilyasab's son, it was a responsibility of Mufti Mahmud Hassan Sahab, this Mufti Mahmud Hassan Sahab. Alhamdulillah, I was present at his Salatul Janazah, 10,000 people in South Africa. And 1 month before, I went to meet him. He stood up, he kissed me on the forehead, I kissed him on his forehead. He was about 95, he passed away in South Africa. And alhamdulillah, I got to throw the earth on his grave too when he passed away. All praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But all Hazrat Shaykh's disciples, they used to sit with respect in front of him, this first Khalifa Hazrat Shaykh. So many times, one time he goes, "Mufti ji, don't say yes, yes, Hazrat, but actually have an argument with me about this." And then it was about a dream. It was about a dream. And he said, "Now doesn't this dream mean that now I'm going to die in Medina? So am I supposed to go or not?" Then Mufti Mahmud Hassan proved it to Hazrat Shaykh. "No, you're supposed to go. It doesn't mean you're going to die in Medina." Because he had a dream of the Prophet ﷺ. And then he said, "You know that I'm going to die in Medina. So doesn't this dream mean?" Then he explained him the meaning. His own disciple explained him. Because Hazrat Shaykh said to him, "Mufti ji, don't say yes, Hazrat, for you're going to debate with me." So Hazrat, and they had a long debate about this. He's saying that this is the dream. Now this is it. So he said that, "But this means this. So this was Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Hassan Sahib. This was his status. Allah made him. He was also a kutub of his time. Ajib, understand? Imagine 10,000 people in South Africa, a lineup of people, even in order to fill up his grave, everybody just got three things. His whole grave was filled up. Understand? They didn't need no bowlers in that, because line up for 3 hours, people were thinking. So this was the acceptance of these people, Allah subhanahu. So journey to South Africa. So it's a lot of time to take him. Inshallah, we'll do zikr. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll take Quran, all of it.
Satan.
وسلم تسليما كبيرا كبيرا
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Chapter 2, concerning restraining lust and carnal desires. فَإِنَّ أَمَّارَتِي بِالسُّوءِ مَتْنَعَذَتْ. Verily my soul, which is laden with evil, did not heed the advice. مِنْ جَهْلِهَا بِنَذِيلِ الشَّيْبِ وَالْحَرَمِ. Due to its ignorance from the warning by grey hair and old age. وَلَا عَدْتُ مِنَ الْفِعْلِ الْجَمِيلِ قِرَاءِ. And I have not prepared of good deeds a feast. ضَيْفٍ أَلَمَّ بِرَأْسِي غَيْرَ مُحْتَشْمِي. For a guest that has lodged on my head, nor did I honor him. لَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ أَنِّي مَا أُوَكِّرَهُ. Had I known that I will not be able to honor him. كَتَمْتُ سِرًّا بَدَالِي مِنْهُ بِالْكَتَمِي. I will have concealed my secret which is exposed by dying. مَنْ لِي بِغَدِّ جِوَاحٍ مِّنْ غَوَايَتِهَا. Who is there that can restrain my wayward self from its waywardness? كَمَا يُرَدُّ جِمَاحُ الْخَيْلِ بِالْلُّجَمِ. Just as an unimaginable horses are restrained by reins. فَلَمْ تُرَمْ بِالْمَعَاسِ كَسْرَ شَهْوَتِهَا. Do not try through sinning to subdue sensual desires. إِنَّ الطَّعَامَ يُقَوِّي شَهْوَةَ النَّهِمِ. For verily food only increases sensual desires. وَالنَّفْسُ كَالطِّفْلِ إِن تُهْمِلْهُ شَبَّ عَلَى حُبَّ الرِّضَاءِ وَإِن تُفْطِمْهُ يَنْفَطِمِ. Your nafs is like a child who when breastfed loves suckling, but when you wean it will stop. فَصْرِفْ هَوَاهَا وَحَاذِرْ أَن تُوَلِّيَهُ. Then stop its inclination and beware that it does not overpower you. إِنَّ الْهَوَى مَا تَوَلَّى يُصْمِي أَوْ يَصْمِي. Verily lust, whenever it overpowers you, it will kill or maim your character. وَرَاعِهَا وَهِيَ فِي الْأَعْمَالِ سَائِمَةٌ, and guard it while it is grazing in the field of action. وَإِنْ هِيَ اسْتَحْلَتِ الْمَرْأَ فَلَا تُسِمِي, and if it enjoys pasture, do not let it roam graze freely. كَمْ حَسَّنَتْ لَذَّةً لِلْمَرْءِ قَاتِلَةً مِنْ حَيْثُ لَمْ يَدْرِ أَنَّ السَّمَّ فِي الدَّسَمِ. How often has pleasure been considered good, whereas it turned out to be deadly, because he does not know that there is poison in the fat.
وَقْشَدْ دَسَائِسْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَمِنْ شِبَعٍ فَرَبُّ مَخْمَصَةٍ شَبْضٌ مِنَ التُّخَمِ,
and fear the evil of both hunger and satiation, for most times hunger, poverty is more evil than overeating.
وَاسْتَفْرِقِ الدَّمْعِ مِنْ عَيْنٍ قَدْ امْتَلَأَتْ,
and shed tears from those eyes which have become null.
مِنَ الْمَحَارِمْ وَالْزِمْحِمْيَةَ النَّدِمِ,
Off forbidden sights, and regard it as obligatory upon yourself to guard your eyes from forbidden things.
وَقَالِفِ النَّفْسَ وَالشَّيْطَانِ وَعَسِهِمَا,
and oppose yourself, your nafs and shaitan, and disobey them both.
وَإِنْهُمَا مَحَظَّاكَ النُّصْحَ فَاتَّهِمِ,
and if both of them, your nafs and shaitan, give you sincere advice, regard it as lies.
وَلَا تُطِعْ مِنْهُمَا خَصْمًا وَلَا حَكَمًا,
and do not obey them both nafs and shaitan as an enemy or as a wise person.
فَأَنْتَ تَعْرِفُ كَيْدَ الْخَصْمِ وَالْحَكَمِ,
for you know well that the deception of such an enemy or a wise person.
أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ مِنْ قَوْلِهِمْ بِلَا عَلَمَلٍ
لَكَدْ نَسَبْتُ بِلَا بِهِ نَسْلًا لَذِي عُقَمِ, I seek forgiveness from Allah from such sayings, preachings, which I do not practice upon. For verily I have attributed claims through this offspring from a barren woman.
أَمَرْتُكَ الْخَيْرَ لَكِمْ أَتَمَرْتُ بِهِ وَمَسْتَقَمْتُ فَمَا قَوْلِ لَكَ اسْتَقِمِي,
I command you to do good, but I do not command myself to do the same. And as I was not steadfast on deen, so then of what use, value is my saying to you, be steadfast on deen.
وَلَا تَزَوَّدْتُ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ نَافِلَةً وَلَمْ أُصَلِّ سِوَى فَرْضٍ وَلَمْ أَسْوَمِي,
and I made no provisions before death of voluntary nafil worship, and I did not perform salah, nor did I fast except what was obligatory.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم, مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم, مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم, فإن أمرتي بالسوء ما اتعظت من جهلها بنذير الشيب والهرم, مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم, ولا عدت من الفعل الجميل قرى ضيف ألم برأسي غير محتشم, مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم, لو كنت أعلم أني ما أوكره كتمت سرا بدالي منه بالكتم, مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم, من لي برد جماح من غوايتها كما يرد جماح خيل بالنجوم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فلا ترم بالمعاصي كسر شهوتها إن الطعام يقوي شهوة النهيم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم والنفس كالطفل إن تهمله شب على حب الرضاع وإن تفطمه ينفطم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فاصرف هواها وحاذر أن توليه إن الهوى ما تولى يصمي أو يصمي مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم وراعيها وهي في الأعمال سائمة وإن هي استحلت المرعى فلا تسمي مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم كم حسنت لذة للمرء قاتلة من حيث لم يدري أن السم في الدسم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم واخشى الدسائس من جوع ومن شبع فرب مخمصة شر من التخم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم واستفرغ الدمع من عين قد امتلأت من المحارم والزم حمية الندم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم وخالف النفس والشيطان وعصيهما وإنهما محضاك النصح فاتهمي مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ولا تطع منهما خصما ولا حكما فأنت تعرف كيد الخصم والحكم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل لقد نسبت به نسل الذي أقمي مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أمرتك الخير لكن ما أتمرت به وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ولا تزودت قبل الموت نافلة لم أصلي سوى فرض ولم أصمي مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.